and gentlemen, Hawk coming to you live. It is 7-3-2020. And I don't know if you saw it on Brother Quayle's side. I did send it to a few of you that I try to send a couple things on every now and then. Pastor Coverstone out of Kentucky, and go to stevequayle.com, stevequayle.com, or you can go themostimportantnews.com, themostimportantnews.com, and it's called Brace Yourself. Pastor Dana Coverstone was shown what's getting ready to happen. And he's talking about November here. I'm just going to kind of go into this a little bit. But he said, the minute the finger underlined November three times instead of tapping it, I saw a fist ball up and hit the calendar. And literally the calendar, that's this coming November, exploded into the wall. And the numbers seemed that they were, seemed like they were 3D and they were falling everywhere. And then there was a cloud of chaos that started in there. And the next thing I saw armed protesters. I saw fighting in the streets. I saw people pummeling one another. I saw businesses shuttered up and shut up. And let's see, shut up. And I saw schools closed. I saw schoolrooms with cobwebs hanging in them, like things like papers falling off the wall and posters like no one had been there for months. I saw banks, bank buildings with the roof being taken off. It looked almost that an alien abduction because money was flying through the roof in some type of like vacuum cleaner. It sounds like strange, but I was watching wealth just being taken. I saw politicians in back rooms making deals with people, patting people on the back, laughing and smiling and smirking. I saw monuments. I saw Washington, D.C. burning. I saw D.C. blazing. I saw fires everywhere. I saw people being rounded up. I saw Chinese and Russian soldiers on the ground. The Russian soldiers would tell the Chinese soldiers to go pick up these people, secure this quadrant over here, secure this area. I saw blue helmets of the UN. I saw military things taking place. I also saw no sign of President Trump. I saw no sign of leadership in D.C. It's like the vultures that I had seen were like gargoyles. They were 10 feet off the ground, 10 to 15 off the ground, and they were just attacking people mercilessly. I saw people hiding in their homes' garages. I saw churches being burned. I saw homes being burned. I saw absolute chaos. The fist punch on the November of 2020 is what got my attention. Then I heard the words again, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. And that has been something I've heard almost for the past 7 months, he says. And then once we got to July, it's going to be 7 months. And he says, I'm not claiming to be a prophet or anything, but he just said that's what the vision or the dreams he had. Now, the second dream. Anyway, check out the video. And I know that Stan Johnson of the Prophecy Club had it on his site as well. But check the video out and listen to what he has to say, because it does track what Lord Jesus has to say, because the second thing that he talked about, Pastor Coverstone, was that in the, was brace yourself, but he also said that he heard in like the last dream or whatever, endure to the end. And I recall, you know, Matthew 24, very clearly, Lord Jesus in the red letters says it, doesn't he? And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. That's verse 12. Then verse 13 of Matthew 24, it says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. So we're going to hear roars and rumors of wars. And I'll tell you what, there's a discussion, Brother Hodges, Dave Hodges, has talked to some people apparently in the Pentagon through a contact of his in the military. And they're talking about how if Trump wants to stay in power, that he's got to give the Joint Chiefs a... a war because they're all tied in with what you'd call the industrial, military-industrial complex. But that's also the military-industrial medical and science complex now. And they told, I guess, Brother Hodges that Trump didn't want to go into Syria and do the war there, and he refused to do it in Venezuela. And now if he doesn't go in and do it with China, go ahead and do it with China, that they told, allegedly told Brother Hodges that there will be a coup d'etat there. Somebody's going to take Trump out. So now when you put that together with Coverstone's, Pastor Coverstone's dreams and things, you go into it and you look at Henry Gruber's dreams and visions, all right? You go and you look at other things like Dmitry Dudeman. And it is getting to be quite real. They're starting to come to pass. But I like what Lord Jesus has to say, for many shall come in my name, saying I'm Christ, and shall deceive many, and you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. Well, we've got apparently the Iranians got hit at Natanz. Natanz is deep underground where they do uranium enrichment of fuel for their nuclear weapons program. And they had fires and things there. And then some of the Arab, the Kuwaiti news service says that Israel was responsible for that, and then also for a hit from an F-35 using missiles on Parchin site, which is a military a site of the Iranians that has missile development technologies and stuff underground there, and they hit that too, apparently. And then now Iran is threatening Israel back, but originally this was took place, and Israel popped them because the Iranians were trying to use cyber attacks on the Israeli water treatment plants and the water supply and cause excess amounts of chlorine to be flooded into the Israeli water supply. I suppose in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv or somewhere. So if they're doing that, then the Israelis head back. But that's wars and rumors of wars. And then Brother Hodges is also saying that apparently 10,000 U.S. troops have been sent into sort of quietly into India, where China, India, and Pakistan are ready to go at it. And so we also have seen nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. This is just going to be the beginning. It's really going to get bad. Now, I would also say, though, that there is power in the blood of Jesus. He is the key for you to survive or to protect your family. They are going to have to be on the right side of this equation. And that is repent of your sins, ask Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you do that, He'll start to wash you clean, and He'll give you everlasting life in heaven if you were to lose your life on this planet. So we had earthquakes today, which I watched with some of my brothers who are up early in the morning or late at night, depending on where you look at that from, where we talk about sometimes about the mimic and the scalar attacks and the different stuff. And we watched for about a day or two big attacks coming out of Africa again and hitting into the Caribbean, near Puerto Rico and Cuba and that area, and then also going on into Mexico. And when they're hitting on into Mexico, it looks like they're then flaring northward, like they're flaring along a fault, and then also it goes through Mexico and on out into the Pacific, which I understand that in the Helena slump near Hawaii, that there's a lot of movement out there in the plates and stuff. And that in Puerto Rico, there was a 5.5 and a 5.4 near Guanica in Puerto Rico this afternoon. So consequently, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of stuff going on. Now, we also have a large number of these new cases, apparently, of coronavirus, you know, COVID-19. But they're basically talking about now SARS-CoV-2. And they're talking about a possible mutation, all right? Because there's all kind of new stuff going on, and this thing is being caught very easily, even more easily. And it looks like there might be a mutation of the strain, or it looks like when Trump's V recovery was really starting to go and everybody was doing fine, it looks like possibly they may have released a new strain. Somebody allegedly may have released a new strain. And did Fauci create the new strain? Did he pay for that with another $3.7 million that went into the Wuhan Kung Flu factory? Can't resist that. But it looks like that this COVID-19, and there's not complete agreement over it, but there is basically like a D strain and a G strain type. They've got the numbers and all of them. Well, the G is the new one that's out, and it seems to be creating the cytokine storm even more rapidly and creating a much larger viral load on people who get it more quickly. This is not necessarily more deadly, but it's causing major problems. So I think that, quite frankly, it's just amazing to me that all of these big things where the virus is now rampant is Florida, you know, Texas, all along the Gulf Coast, which tends to be more Trump country, does it not? So, this virus, or the next virus, possibly the G4, which is a flu. Notice how they're using the G designation now, Fauci and others, which is interesting, for the influenza as well. And like I said last night, that G4 influenza supposedly has the properties of the H1N1 swine flu plus parts of the 1918 Spanish flu and who knows what else. And I allege that from hearing it that people who did the genome on this COVID-19 early on found that it had a component of the HIV virus. Well, that's what would make it easy to catch. Just like that when I talked with years ago. About the Gulf illness, the Gulf War illness. To the doctor that used to be the head of the MD Anderson Cancer Center. And he said, hey, it's got about 42% of the genetic envelope of HIV. Dr. Garth Nicholson and his wife. And their daughter had been a helicopter pilot and pulled a lot of special ops people in to take out a lot of SEALs and Delta. And there were people in to take out various targets in Iraq. Like some of the Scud facilities and that kind of stuff. Blow them up or shoot them out with the 50 cals and explode them. But she came back with that Gulf War illness, if you recall. And they went to work to get to solving it, and they found out certain things about it. And that's when they contacted Joyce Riley, Nurse Riley, and they were talking about various different therapies and stuff to try to get rid of it. And Garth Nicholson told me there were also transmissible cancers that were part of that deal. And of course, then the Bush, W. Bush, the governor of Texas, had the Texas Rangers escort him out of his office over there at the MD Anderson because he blew the game and he knew too much about the Luciferians and allegedly the Bush crowd, Poppy Bush and his crowd, and all of the New World Order people wanted to destroy the American army in that area and to decimate it. Oh, they wanted to win. Don't get me wrong. And then they would then take the oil, you see. That was the plan. And, of course, Gulf War One, they then rebuilt Saddam's, you know, defenses. Old Dick Cheney's company allegedly did that. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I know too much about this stuff, but it's just ridiculous. But let's get back to the prediction of what's getting ready to happen. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines. Do you think? Lord Jesus is telling you there's going to be famines and pestilences. We're in a pestilence thing right now. We also have another type of pestilence, which is called a locust plague, and that is in South America and in the Middle East and in India and in Africa. And that is consuming a large amount of food on this planet and eating everything that's out there, all the crops, all the, you know, different food crops, you know. Do you think that you might want to buy more food and get some more food? And if you cannot get long-term storage food like the freeze-dried or dehydrated foods, which are pretty tough to get, some of them are out 8, 9, 10 months. Some of them you can't even probably won't ever be able to get again because they're so far out on orders. So you better go ahead and get your cans of food. Regular canned food or can your own. But I would say even if you can your own to get some regular canned food. And I would get soups which have the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables, and the stuff already in them. The moisture, the water content. Chunky, Progresso, you know, whatever it might be. Any more beef stew. Roast beef, corned beef hash, you know. Chef Boyardee. I'm talking about all kinds of stuff that you can heat and eat, you know, or in a pinch, you can eat it cold, all right? And it will keep a long time. If the cans aren't puffed up or blown up, then there's going to be some food value there for quite some time. The date that's on these cans is not when they go bad, these new cans. Because I checked on that during, you know, the millennium, 1999 to 2000 bit, the millennium bug, you know. I checked with the canning company guy, and I said, what is that? He says, that is the date that we can guarantee that 100% of the food values on the label on the back of the can, in other words, the different vitamins, minerals, and stuff that are inside there, that they will be, those numbers will be good for up to 100% of those numbers through that date. After that, he says, you won't get 100% of those minerals or vitamins and everything. He said you might, but you're not guaranteeing that we're going to get it. But he says that doesn't mean that the food is bad. He said you don't want the blown up cans or a dented can or, you know, something that's, and if you open it up, it smells bad, it looks bad, get rid of it. But heck, Cher, I mean, you know, if you got the can, she working it all open up good, then put her in the gumbo pot, you know? Get you a little rabbit meat or something, throw in there with it, you know? A blade or something, you know, I'm talking. Talking to some people I used to know down in Louisiana. They put a lot in the gumbo pot. But that's been a long time ago. So all these are the beginning of sorrows. We've got earthquakes in diverse places. Well, quakes are going to be a problem more and more. Brother Quayle's telling you about Cascadia and about other places, you know. Cuba is supposed to have big quakes. And I know a real certain good friend who's had a lot of visions and dreams about big quakes in Cuba and various places. And I also see in the mimic the scalar attacks that are going in and targeting certain places to try to get stuff to blow. And they were sure working the Caribbean, and then boom, we got two quakes in the fives in Puerto Rico today. Well, you know what I always say? Mighty men and women of valor, maybe you can use one of them scalar frequencies from your spacecraft, from space, and tickle that Three Gorges Dam over there, those dams in China, and see how they like it. Or maybe you want to put the Chaika on fire again like we did a few years ago. And keep them busy for a dadgum change, you know? But it's going to be plenty busy in this country. We may be starting here pretty quick. Already starting to get wild. And everybody talks about, we need to have the conversation, the discussion. All that means is they're going to use that to manipulate you into doing what they want to do. Because that's Saul Alinsky's tactic. That's part of the tactic, you see. Where they use the Hegelian dialectic on you. Thesis, antithesis, synthesis, problem, reaction, solution, Overton window, whatever you want to call it, but originally it was the Hegelian dialectic, Hegel. All of these are the beginning of sorrows. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, I think you're going to see the Civil War. I think it's going to start. It's already starting. And if they think that these conversations and all this about Black Lives Matters and all this, no, this is about a Marxism thing that tied itself on to the most AI-picked convenient story, okay, which was a bad story. But, you know, on this show, we talked about the fact that Chauvin almost had to do it, and that he and George Floyd knew each other, and that there probably were bad cops involved and maybe a bad DA, who knows? Some Mr. Big, when they took George Floyd down the corner, down the street a half a block, and I don't know, still don't know where they went, but that was in that video. They took him up from where he had been sitting down. And then they bring him back, and they got him in the car and bring him back. Well, who'd they go talk to? You see, none of it makes any sense. So therefore, this thing is a put-up game, and they're going to come for you. As I stated years ago, 16 years ago, I said, sharpen your K-bars and load your magazines, because these people are going to come. They're going to try to eat your liver, steal your kids, take your house and all of your goods and do what they want with it and kill you. So don't go into there, Luciferian knife, without a fight. That's what I've always said. And I am so proud of all the thousands and thousands of people who have gotten prepared and who said, hey, Hawk, keep telling us to do it because I keep going and going and going because the Lord hasn't had me change the message, has he? Long ago, if I was trying to just be, you know, spicy and be the latest and greatest, I would have changed my message up, wouldn't I? But no, I'm obedient to what the Lord Jesus had me to do. And now it goes back to where now we've got the Red Chinese sending in parts for, what, 100,000 full automatic receivers for AR-15s to turn them into full auto M16s, and that these apparently these are all real interesting here. I was looking at the Health Rangers Natural Health News today, and that these are being brought in for Black Lives Matter and Antifa, the military terrorism wing of the Democratic Party, supplying full auto AR-15 modifications to Black Lives Matter militants and a ship that was recently interdicted by Customs and Border Protection. California Governor Newsom, he says in the article, is involved in a $1 trillion money laundering operation with Communist China to keep him in power. And allegedly, he's funneling taxpayer money to China, and they're laundering it and funneling it back to him. See Los Angeles Times article link below. Using the laundered money, Governor Newsom apparently, allegedly, is stockpiling. This is right out of naturalnews.com. Communist China providing automatic weapons, okay, to a Black Lives Matter, okay? So using laundered money, allegedly, Governor Newsom is stockpiling automatic weapons, ammunition, and gold in the underground storage complex, allegedly at 1616 Capitol Avenue, allegedly in Sacramento, California, the East End Complex Building, Block 174, as sourced from a former employee who worked there, according to this article in the Health Rangers, Natural News. Governor Newsom is plotting with China, apparently, allegedly, to have communist troops invade America via California and other states and to overrun and occupy the U.S., turning it over to communist Chinese rule. China's EMP weapons, developed using the technology stolen from the U.S., are planned to be the first wave Pearl Harbor event that sets it all off. So, you see, this is all getting real interesting. You ought to go to naturalnews.com, Communist China providing automatic weapons. Now, I also remember back prior to the Atlanta Olympics that Customs intercepted a whole bunch of full automatic AK-47s coming in, or variants, Chinese variants coming into the West Coast. And they were going to be shipped into Atlanta and also shipped to the street gangs, the Crips and the Bloods and all the people on the West Coast. But there was also shipments going to Atlanta, apparently, that may have been interdicted down there, that also allegedly had Red Parrot missiles, shoulder-fired missiles in them that were going to Atlanta street games prior to those Atlanta Olympics. Okay? And then long-term listeners have told you that I remember that I was there prior to the Olympics and I met a Marine Corps gunnery sergeant who was African-American. He was black. He had a white officer. And we were talking, it was in the, in a hotel bar, and that was in the, let's see, what was that, the Hyatt, maybe? I don't know which one it was. Not the Hyatt, but the, I don't know. It wasn't the Westin, wasn't the Marriott. Anyway, it was on Peachtree. And we're sitting there. The Hilton. That's what it was. It was the Hilton, Peachtree Hilton. And we're talking to him, and the white officer didn't like me at all because I was asking pointed questions back in those days. And they, gunnery sergeant, the white officer, well, we're here because we're here with the kitchen patrol, you know, kitchen police, KP duty to learn how to do recipes for soldiers and stuff. And I looked at the gunnery sergeant, he's shaking his head. So then the white officer took off. I said, Gunny, what the hell's all this bull crap? He said, that man, that officer don't like you because you keep asking these questions. I said, what are you doing here? He said, we're watching all the cameras for possible terrorism prior to the Olympics. We got cameras everywhere in Atlanta and all over to the venues and all the stuff. So I went on and talked to Gunnery Sergeant for quite some time, you know. But they were worried about those Red Parrot shoulder-fired missiles, like a Stinger, but the Chinese equivalent of it. So I recall that. Now we're getting it again prior to another opportunity or time frame. But now the big New World Order crowd, the Luciferians in the United States government, in the United States judiciary, in the United States Congress, in the United States intelligence and military communities and science communities, and the medical communities are going for the gusto to establish the New World Order. Novus Ordo Seclorum, New World Order. Lucifer's I, Lucy Order. And to do that, they're willing to kill off, just like the Deagle Report said, by 2025, the population of the United States down to 100 million. From about 340 or 50 million now. So you'd better be prepared for all this stuff. Now I'm going to tell you, I've thought of some other things that you need to probably get into. And I think that one thing to get into the fighting spirit for the holidays and that kind of stuff, it's really good if you can watch Mel Gibson in The Patriot. And you watch him aim small, miss small. And you watch him fight with his fighting knife and the tomahawk, and you'll get some good idea of how to fight. And those two combinations are not too bad. You can stick the hawk in your, the tomahawk in your belt, or have it on a lanyard or something, but you can stick it down through your belt, and then you got your fighting knife in a sheath, and you can pull it. Put it in the left hand or right hand if you're left-handed, and put the tomahawk in your dominant hand and fight like old Mel Gibson. And he did a pretty good job of carving them up. But that's only after your firearms are no longer in play, when you ran out of the ammunition. So I would say to you right now, have a rifle. Have a shotgun. Have at least a pistol or a revolver, maybe one of each. Make it to be calibers that are going to be readily available on the battlefield. You don't want something odd, so you want 9mm, 45 caliber, 40 Smith & Wesson. Revolvers, you want 357 or 38 specials. It'd be nice to know that there'd be a lot of 44 Magnum or a 454 Casull, but there probably won't be. But there will be 38s and 357. And there will be 9mm. There will be 380. Because all the smaller guns out there. There will be 22s as well. But you need to get something, and I would tell you, you're going to need 1,000 rounds of ammunition minimum for every firearm you have. But if you can't do that, and you can only borrow a 12-gauge pump, an extra one, or a 22 rifle, say a Ruger 22 or Savage or Marlin or something from old Uncle Joe or Uncle Seymour, you know, or Grandpa Ben, all right, who's got an extra one, then you go ahead and get that. And you get yourself a few blocks of 22 long rifle, you know. Get you 1,500, 2,000 rounds of that. Because that will defend your family. That will, you know, kill somebody who's coming to kill you. That will take out somebody who's trying to get your food, your family, your car, your home, whatever it might be. So I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, get firearms. If you could only get one, I would still probably take a 12-gauge shotgun. But if you do that, get the double odd buck, get the number 4 buckshot. Get some birdshot, you know, number 4, number 6 birdshot. 6 will still hurt somebody pretty bad, but you can take a bird out with it. To feed yourself. The 22 will work for any of that as well. Now, I would also tell you this. You need to probably get some bear pepper spray. One of those big cans of bear spray. I'll tell you what. Nearby Missouri and the next state over from me, they're seeing black bear. You know, moving around and traveling, you know, quite a bit. Missouri does have some black bears. This was a fairly good sized one. And it apparently had moved or moved a great number of miles from where it originally is from. Somehow they know that. And it was seen in Ellsbury, Missouri. So you better get some bear spray, but that would be for some other people besides the bears. I would also get some smoke canisters, if I could get a hold of them, smoke bombs in a sense. And oh, by the way, if you can get them, then by all means for the 12 gauge or, you know, whatever, get you some, flechette, F-L-E-C-H-E-T-T-E, flechette rounds, little tiny darts, a whole bunch of them. They go real good through the foliage, you know. I would say this to you as well. Go to sportsmansguide.com, sportsmansguide.com. And I told you this in the past 2 or 3 times. Get you some body armor. If you can get level 4 or level 3A, level 3, whatever it is you can get. And there's some surplus armor up there from Italy that's got ceramic plates in it. In the carrier. And the prices on it are very, very good at sportsmansguide.com. If you'll go to sportsmansguide.com, go up in the search engine portion of it and type in level 4 body armor. You can also find Kevlar helmets. Kevlar helmets. And if he can pick you up a few of those, that would not be wrong either. I would also tell you one more time to go to approvedgasmask.com. Look at the combinations of the Tyvek F suits, the gloves, the booties, the hoodie, and the top of the line quality gas masks with the M95 filters, military grade filters. And you need to get one of those masks that's got a squawk box so you can talk better out of it. And also with a canteen or a connection for your backpack water platypus, you know, carrying pack, you know. Your water bladder that can connect to the mask. Because you can't be when you got problems with what you're in, you can't lift it up and then drink, you know, unless you're in a safe place. So you need to be able to drink through the mask and to carry on. And people say, well, you can't do your bubba, you know, people don't know how to wear those masks. Yeah, it's just like Fauci and all them. They didn't want you to wear the mask. Now they want you to wear the mask, but oh, the mask didn't work before. Well, we didn't want you to wear the N95s because we needed those for the or the people, so we told you they didn't work, but we really were lying. And now they say, oh, cloth masks just fine, but oh, it doesn't work. All of them work a little bit. They do protect you from some kind of particulate. And this new COVID is a new strain or a mutation, or it's one of the other variants that we saw from the very beginning. But that ain't going to be the be-all, end-all, because they're talking about a G4 flu, like I've talked again, and if it's got the 1918, the H1N1, and if they might be can get the polecat to bite the certain bird or something, you know, and bite back into the, you know, the kitty cat or whatever, then you can have a hemorrhagic flu, which also turns the cytokine storm on, which is what this thing does. This COVID has got the cytokine storm, which has caused your body to attack itself because its response is so rapid and vast to the virus that it causes you to just go wild. All right. The trick is also, I would tell you from my personal standpoint, I don't advocate any of this to you because it's just, you know, what I have done is I have always taken the high quality meso silver, and before that, high quality other colloidal silvers, but Frankie's meso silver was used to fight the SARS virus by the Red Chinese in Hong Kong years ago. And they ordered pallet after pallet of the 5-gallon carboys. You can go to stevequayle.com right now, scroll down and click on the meso silver and read all about it, get all of the information, the research. And I would say that Frankie Key's factory is one of the few. He voluntarily had an FDA people to come and inspect him all the time to make sure that he was giving you a quality product. Without any baloney, even when he did not have to, with a colloidal silver, a high-quality colloid. But that will hit bacteria, viruses, parasites, etc. And that's by their research, and they'll give you that research. You can click on it and read it. So if you can reduce the viral and bacterial load already in your body on a continual basis, that if you were to get something else, another virus, it's not going to be overloaded quite as quickly. And then apparently or allegedly, the meso silver, the colloidal silver, can kill viruses, bacteria, and parasites. You can also use it to help to purify water, allegedly. But read the information on it. I also take Dr. Cass Ingram, Buffalo Grove, Illinois, Dr. Cass Ingram, who was dying of a viral infection that allegedly that when he went to his top buddies in Chicago, all of his other buddy doctors out of the Chicago metro area couldn't cure it. And then he went up into Minnesota up there, to the big clinic, and they told him, hey, doc, we don't know anything about what this is. We've used all our antivirals on it, and it doesn't work. So you better go home and get your affairs in order. He goes home, and he talks to the Greek woman or whatever, two doors down, and she brings him this stuff out of Greece, a high quality antiviral, antibacterial, and that, you see, is what Dr. Cass Ingram took, and in a couple days he started getting better, and nobody had been able to do anything with it. You know, nobody been able to do anything with his viral infection. But he developed a high carbachol compound percentage, 73% carbachol, the active ingredient of oil of oregano. He called it oreganol. All right, that's his brand name. He had North American Herbs and Spices manufactured for him, and he went and secured the best quality stuff in the Mediterranean. And they allegedly tested that against a lot of biotype weapons at Georgetown University back a number of years ago in D.C. out there, tested that against some of these bioweapons and found that it was just about as good, if not better, than the normal antibacterials and the antivirals that were around to deal with it. So I've always taken that for quite some time, too. And I've had really good success. Just to be on the safe side, I also want to make sure that the fish in my fish tank have always got a lot of good, you know, high quality, just the same quality as for humans, amoxicillin and cephalexin and regular penicillin and ciprofloxacin and all those good kind of things. Because you see, if we're going to go into a prolonged period of fighting and war and civil strife, and Albert Pike tells you that's what's going to happen too. In his letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil that everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves. Yeah, because they're going to get rid of the cops. Against the world, minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then Pike thinks that then you'll be disillusioned with Christianity, and that they're gonna introduce the Luciferian true doctrine of Lucifer to you, and you'll go over to it. Well, Lord Jesus told you, you know, they might get you all set up. That's out of Luke 21, so let me not paraphrase it. You know, I'd rather read it. You know, it's just a little bit better if I do. That way I don't make a mistake. And ye shall be betrayed both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death. And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not an hair of your head perish. Why is that? Because in your patience possess ye your souls. Don't give your souls up, you people. Don't do it. There's power in the blood of Jesus. If you ask the Lord Jesus to come and help you, you repent of your sin, you say, Lord, will you come into my heart to be my Savior and start to wash me clean of my sin? Lord Jesus, you're the way, the truth, the life. I want to have everlasting life with you in heaven if I was to die on this planet. But Lord, if you're strong, you can say, Lord, put me where you want me in the line against this evil. Stand me on up. Or if you say, Lord, where is the best place to take my family so they have true sanctuary in you and that you will protect them against all this evil? Where should I go? What should I do? And he might tell you, stay right at home. I'll protect you where you are right now. You may not have to bug out. It may be something that would be desirable, but you don't want to get caught on the freeway or expressway or interstate. You don't want to get caught on the four lane in a parking lot after they pop the EMP and it turns into a parking lot. And you got the kids and the dogs and grandma and grandpa with you. And all your food and all your firearms. You can't deal with that too easily. Where are you going to go? So you've either got to get away early and go, or try to move there up front, or you got to be willing to defend and stay where you're at in your own home, your own neighborhood. But pray to the Lord Jesus for guidance as to where he would have you if you want to have sanctuary for your family. John 14, Lord Jesus says, you know, anything you ask in my name, I will do, you know, but keep my commandments. If you love me, keep my commandments. Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. And this is the night before Independence Day. You want to keep Old Hawk in the game? Anything is most needed and welcome. Can be sent to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Can be Federal Reserve notes. Silver dollar, silver gold, you know, whatever might be. Check, money order, send it to Hawk. 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, I remember all of the good times on the 4th of July, and I'm going to try to have a good traditional 4th of July. But I'm going to be mindful, as you should be as well. And I told one of my friends, my good friends up there in Iowa, out on the prairie, there I live on a nice farm. And I said, I hope you have the very best traditional 4th of July, Independence Day, that you, like we've always had. But I said, like anybody out on the prairie, you better always be well healed anymore, and to keep a watchful eye out for the enemy that may be a-coming. And you know, the Declaration of Independence was pretty good. Of course, now they want to knock Thomas Jefferson's face and Washington's face and Roosevelt and Lincoln's face off of, you know, off the wall out there in South Dakota. They also, I want to blast away, I guess, Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson and Jefferson Davis off the Stone Mountain wall. And that's starting to look like the Taliban, you know, or ISIS, where they blew up the Buddha statues. They blew up the Christian churches. They blew up the Orthodox Church. They blew up all of these different things, and all of the statues, all of the crucifixes, all of the different things of various religions and civilizations. They destroyed it all. Where they're Allah, the moon god, Akbar, you see. I'll tell you what. I like to read the part of the Declaration of Independence right here. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. And then I'll skip down, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. So you see, if you have... the demon commie rats steal the election from Trump with the help of the intelligence community and with the help of the, apparently the Joint Chiefs of Staff were against him unless he gives them a war. So the fact is, ladies and gentlemen, you could have Biden or somebody else, Karma Chameleon Harris, or, you know, the woman who still thinks she's governor of Georgia, or any of them, Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas. So the fact is, you could have old Joe come in. He's already told you he's going to take away all of the tax cuts. He's going to take away and put all the regulations back on. And you ain't going to like, but he's going to do it anyway because you need to be returned back to normalcy. Right. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I think there's going to be, like Pastor Coverstone is talking about, like the Lord Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24, Luke 21, and also in the revelations of Lord Jesus as told to John of Patmos. Revelations is what Lord Jesus told John. So don't you go into their loose period night without a fight. You have a wonderful Independence Day, 4th of July. Shoot off some firecrackers. Have some hot dogs and hamburgers or brisket or barbecue. Have you a cool one or two? Or three? Mighty men and women about, or use your high technology to strike blows against the Luciferians as we come down to it in these 10 days. Bandango Rangers, I know you're ready. And old Mickey LaPua, buddy. You tried him up, it's Mickey, and I just want to tell you, General McCormick got it. Yeah. My old friend, Lawrence the Tribe, my friends in Rome. And watching all over the United States. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all.